The letter O. Omens. Omens are signs we look for, or sometimes inflict on ourselves, to predict the future. A shooting star we've wished on to ensure the wish, a groundhog in its shadow to clue us in about the next 6 weeks of weather, a broken mirror supposedly dooming us to 7 years of bad luck, or guaranteeing it if we believe it, all omens, and all so ingrained in us that our responses to them seem like second nature. An earnest search for answers, reassurance, and hints of our destiny in what we know as an orderly universe is as old as humankind. In fact, the Greeks and Romans so highly valued the ability to interpret omens accurately that they made it an esteemed profession and/or bestowed those they considered to have that particular gift with the title of priest. Ancient Romans even developed it into two particular specialities: augurs, who predicted the future based on the flights and flight patterns of birds, and haruspices, who made their predictions based on signs they found in the entrails of sacrificed animals. Augury is still part of our language, as a synonym for omen, while, not surprisingly, the popularity of haruspices has never caught on. Most omens have been adapted from ancient times to the present, spread and plagiarized from one culture to another, and generally adopted as either fact or, that's silly but I'll play along with it just in case, by subgroups within cultures to the point where it's impossible to tell exactly where and when they originated. That doesn't make them any less fun and any less fascinating, though. So here are a handful that are still believed somewhere, by someone, to this very day. It's guaranteed bad luck to throw your hat on a bed. An itchy elbow means you'll soon be changing bed partners. A sneezing cat means rain is on the way. When you spill salt, you must avert otherwise inevitable bad luck by gathering the salt in your left hand and flinging it over your right shoulder into a fire.